32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Thanks for joining Mark Wolf and myself, Mr. Active, David Katz, as we continue our endurance journey and looking at the importance of the foundation when it comes to that journey. Mark had a fantastic analogy. I'll put the link up to it in our previous podcast where he does compare your body to a motor vehicle. And he posed a question to us right at the end of that podcast. And it was in line with, is your own engine in good working order? Mark, what did you mean by that?
Well, I think the most important thing is how do you know you are healthy inside? On the outside, you might say, oh, I feel great. I feel healthy. And if somebody says to me, okay, well, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling healthy. I'll say to him, but how do you know? How do you actually know? And there's two ways to look at this. The first is, yes, you could do your own self-examination. You can monitor your energy levels. You know, how do you feel? Are you energetic when you wake up in the morning? Do you explode out of bed in the mornings, or do you have to leopard crawl to the kitchen to go and make a cup of coffee before you can even, you know, function for the day? Do you suffer ever with bouts of fatigue? Do you ever feel very tired where you can't function? How are your sleeping patterns at night? Are you sleeping solidly? Do you fall asleep easily? Do you have very little wake up during the night? And then do you wake up refreshed the next day? Digestive function, for example, is your digestive system functioning normally? And then your mood as well. You know, what about your emotional status? Because that does also impact your health. And we're talking about stress, depression, hyperactivity, disappointment, all these things. And generally when I ask somebody, you know, about these types of things, they will say to me, I'm 100% fine. And I'll say to them, okay, but that's very, very biased because you're speaking about yourself. And as far as I'm concerned, put the bias aside, and rather get a proper medical examination. Make sure that if you're going to put your own body or your own engine under stress, and that's what endurance sport is, it's stress on the body, make sure that your own engine is in good working order. And when it comes down to a medical examination, I think you need to first look at a person's maybe medical history, look at family medical history as well to see if there possibly is any genetic predispositions to some sort of a disease, and decide what kind of sort of medical checkup you're going to go for. I know people that in their 40s were only diagnosed with asthma as an example. So, you know, that was a wake-up call. They had no idea that they had it, and only once they went for a lung function test did they actually pick it up. If there's a history of any heart disease, I would say definitely not just an ECG stress test, but you probably want to go for heart ultrasound as well on top of that. Yes, these are expensive, but how much does a service cost for your own motor vehicle? Why don't you do it for your own body, which is way more important? So I would say that when you're putting your body, you know, under stress, especially into sport, and especially into endurance sports, I would say that things like ECG, lung function, and heart ultrasound are quite crucial because, you know, that's sort of an excuse the pun. It's the heart of our engine. You need to make sure that it's very healthy. And depending on your age, that will probably depend on the frequency of the checkups. I personally go to a cardiologist now only once every 3 years or so just to make sure that everything's in good check. When I was at the cardiologist previously, he actually said to me that there's a very big problem with endurance athletes, and he's seeing more and more clientele. And he's seeing major issues because athletes are overdoing it and not taking care of themselves and not resting properly. They're not sleeping properly, and they're actually overstressing their bodies, and they're actually causing diseases, especially heart diseases as well, whether it's enlarged heart, right ventricular dilation as an example, all these kinds of things. So rather first check that that's in good working order before you actually put it under stress, because if it's not in good working order and you put it under stress, you know, you risk something serious happening. I am also a very big fan of, and I've written a blog, Bloods Do Not Lie. As far as I'm concerned, blood testing shows a lot about a person's health status. And I'm a very big fan of that. I go for blood tests personally. I go very regularly, every couple of months, to make sure that my bloods are in good working order. I'm predominantly also vegetarian. So the thing is that I do need to make sure that my vitamin and mineral levels are at the right type of levels that if I put my body under stress, I know that there are no deficiencies. You need to look at things like a complete blood count, things like liver function. You obviously want to check your serum iron levels, make sure that your iron stores are actually topped up, make sure that you're also absorbing that iron. You can also go for things like allergy testing, inflammatory markers, glucose tolerance testing. You can check protein. You can check hormones, testosterone levels, things like your vitamin D levels, which I find that most athletes are actually quite deficient in. There's so many different bloods that you can go for, but start with the basics and make sure that all these things are in good working order, because the minute you put yourself into exercise and you start to stress out the body, that's when the problems actually start to occur. And the last thing you want is a domino effect of ill health just based on the fact that you started off on the wrong foot. And that is why I call this the pre-journey check.
Now, Mark, some lots for people to think about there. And I hear what you're saying, that medical examination, to not go for it, you know, really just is only shooting yourself in the foot. And you talked about the cardiologists and what they're saying happening with endurance athletes. I've done a few interviews as well with cardiologists, and they've told me the same thing. So people, it is worth checking that out. What would be very interesting here, Mark, is to sort of now hear how you take all this, and maybe you can give us some case examples, but how you take all this information and then you use that as your starting point. But we'll save that for next week. I think it's going to be a really interesting conversation. So please do join Mark Wolf and myself, Mr. Active, David Katz, once again. But I reiterate, the series is all about feedback and hearing what questions you have regarding health, the endurance journey, and of course, nutrition. So do email us, coach@32gi.com.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.